Do you have a product or business that you want to advertise on the Real Ass Podcast or other Gas Digital podcasts? Well, right now, go to theadside.com and click on the advertisers button for more information.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Yeah, we're back, motherfuckers. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. Karen Fian stripping in the corner of the room right now for the boys.
Yeah, show the boys.
Damn, Karen. Take those clothes off. Did you? Good for
at
you.
At the fitting room. Fitting room in Flatiron.
Don't mic on?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. It's very low.
Hello?
Yep, very low.
Sorry.
Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. King of things, Puerto Rican rattlesnake, point guard of podcasting, coming at you like Cleopatra in your mama's butt cheeks from the East Village here in New York City. The international superstar, Zach D'Amico, is with me.
Good morning, pal. How are you?
I'm pretty good, my friend. Pretty goddamn good. I was on time today. I felt nice. See, what's going on, Karen?
This doesn't fit in the hole. Not your dick. That fits fine. This doesn't. So I'm just going to, I'm going to wing it. I don't care. I'm fine.
It needs this.
Don't worry about me. Just let it ride, dude. I'm good.
It needs protection, and Karen doesn't understand.
I don't believe in condoms. We know that.
She doesn't. All right. So listen, folks, we have a great show planned today. Karen, everyone in the racist live chat is saying toy. Toy, they're fucking in.
Yeah, look at
she's fucking.
They're
toilet.
Misspelling
just
toilet.
Just came from a kettle.
toilet, dump. plop, plop.
That was good. I'll give it to you. It was a great one.
Plop, plop.
Very happy to have both of our guests in the studio today. You guys know her from the Only Feehans podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, Karen Feehan is back on the show.
He's on fire.
Thank you for having me. I love Gas Digital. Can't get enough of this.
Don't be
media
sarcastic.
Conglomerate.
You love it.
I'm
so
being serious.
I know you.
You just
know
don't
you do.
Take me seriously.
I take you.
When I ask
seriously.
You to get back together with me.
She does regularly. If I ever call her just to be, like, be friendly, she's like, do you want to get back together? Is that what's happening?
Is this
in a
the
very
call?
Desperate way.
Yeah, is this the call? I'm just waiting.
It's crazy. I don't understand. And the more I fight her off, the more she likes it. It's a sad thing.
Yeah, it's desperate.
It is very desperate. Also, very happy to have back on the show, ladies and gentlemen, for the Out for Smokes podcast and Wrestle Roasts. Scott Chaplin is back on the show.
What's up, gang? Happy holidays.
Happy holidays, brother.
Yeah.
Whoop, whoop.
What is a whoop whoop?
Whoop whoop, why not?
You're doing sound effects.
Yeah, we're having fun. We're elated.
Whoop whoop's my people.
Yeah.
Juggalos.
It's a juggalo thing.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Well,
whoop whoop. Whoop whoop.
Hey, I'll take any sub, any form.
Okay, so look, we have a great show planned today. Let's get our plugs out of the way. We're going to cleanse the palate of whatever the weird dynamic is right now. I have no idea what's going on, okay?
Why do you think it's weird?
Everyone's uncomfortable because Karen's taking more and more of her clothes off.
I've had the same thing on
this
for the past 5 minutes.
You're just fucking, you're making everyone uncomfortable, okay?
I don't think so. Making maybe
Scott's,
you.
Scott's in a happy relationship. We're all in happy relationships.
Dude. I have to scroll past certain photos of yours. Look at the photos I like of yours and the photos I don't like.
The ones that he doesn't like?
Leave me the fuck alone. That's all I'm asking of you, Karen.
The ones that he doesn't
stop
like
showing up on my fucking
are the
feet.
Ones he really
are the
likes.
Ones that he actually likes. That's
if, no, if, I mean I just don't give a shit.
If women were smart, they would realize that.
Oh,
what I'll do
it's
sometimes
about the likes you don't get.
So
right.
What I do sometimes is I'll be scrolling and then naturally because I'm a pervert, my thumb will just go and like a hoary photo of some slut, and I'm like, fuck. Yeah. God damn it. So then what I have to do, because then I can't unlike it, because then that's sending her some sort of weird I want to play games message. You don't want to send that out to crazy whores, right?
Yeah.
So then I have to start liking benign photos.
Yeah, pictures of, like, the dog. Yes. The Monopoly set.
I'm like, but of everybody, like, dudes, like, dude. I start scrolling. So if you're a dude and I ever like your photo, ever, because I will never like your fucking shit. I don't give a shit. But if I ever click like on it, it's because I was being a creep and I'm covering my tracks.
Oh, that's smart.
Oh, I thought it was going to shoot.
No.
Okay, well, no. It's loaded for later. There we go.
Karen Fian, what you plugging on?
January 21st, Comedy Hub in Houston. Come out to that. Buy tickets. And yeah, look out for more dates in 2023. Follow me on Instagram at Karen Feehan. Subscribe to my YouTube channel, same name. Check out my podcast. Sub to my OnlyFans if you want to see my butthole.
You show butthole?
Yeah. Only in PPV. No pussy or butthole on Main, Scott.
Oh, yeah. No, I get that.
You know the rules. You
Scott Chaplin, what you plugging on?
Wrestle Roast is one of my podcasts with Dan St. Germain, Mike Lawrence. My other podcast, Out for Smokes. This thing is fucking great. It's with Mike Racine and Sean McCarthy. Just subscribe to the Patreon. That's Out for Smokes. It's really good.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Good for you. Zach Yamiko, what you plugging on?
Just January the 22nd, Catalyst Wrestling will be at the Bell House in Brooklyn. I think I'm managing like two or three matches on it, so come out. It should be really fun.
Nice. This weekend, if you guys are in the Los Angeles area, me and Dave Smith, we just added a 7:30 show, early show at the Comedy Store. 10:30 show is sold out, but if we don't start selling tickets to this early one, we might cancel it. So get those tickets now.
I'm on it. Why don't you help?
I'm telling you, Karen Fian's on it. The fucking lineup is bonkers. Okay, it's me and Dave Smith. It's Karen Feehan. It's Colin Turrell.
Even though I'm not on the poster.
It's Colin Turrell. It is Crack Amico and very special guest just added because Zach couldn't make it. We have Sam Tripoli coming out to party with the boys. So, yeah, grab those tickets for the 7:30 show. We are just about sold out as well. Legion of Skanks live at the Comedy Store Sunday night on January 1st. Very special guest. We haven't even announced this and we're already almost sold out. Tim Dillon is going to be on the show, which is going to be fucking incredible. We love Timmy. And then I'll be January 5th through 7th, Washington, D.C. Me and Zach Yamiko, guys, come out. This is a notoriously bad weekend in comedy. I didn't even think about this. This is the weekend after New Year's Eve. Nobody wants to come out
also,
this weekend.
Also, we're doing DC on January 6th.
It's not a good time.
Come back.
Come
celebrate.
The fuck. Come. You drive. The person who drives from furthest with proof, I will smoke a fat blunt individually. My weed, okay. I will smoke with you, and I will give you a free piece of merch. I'm bringing a piece of merch personally worn by me.
Wow.
Whoever comes from the furthest distance. Wow. Okay.
It's going to be us.
I get to eat my shirt. Here, Zach.
You said come from the furthest distance. I'm just picturing y'all jerking off at a wall.
You're like, just a slut. What a
come
hoe.
The she furthest.
Stop. She can't stop.
Coming.
Ladies and gentlemen, also, I will be in Phoenix, Arizona, Bloomington, Minnesota, Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio, all coming up in January. This is the end of the Aaron Berg, Louis Shea Gomez Offend Everyone tour. And then while we're resetting, I got a bunch of shit happening in February. Boston, Connecticut, all throughout between March, April, May. I know Houston's already on the book. San Diego's on the books. Yonkers. Go to lewisofskanks.com. Grab tickets for all those shows and more. I'm adding tons and tons of dates between now and June when I record my next special. Which tentatively is titled Louis Shea Gomez, an American comedian in London. But we will, it's not 100%, not set in stone just yet.
I like that title.
Yeah, thank you very much.
That's good.
And subscribe to my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake. You guys can try to murder me in Warzone if you guys can stream snipe me, which is not that hard, and kill me, you get a free spin on the Wheel of Prizes. Always a chance to win a pair of all access passes to Skankfest and many other things like cash and merch and more. And make sure you subscribe to Gas Digital. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. Get instant access to the on-demand library for all of the shows here on the network. All ad-free, uncensored, and in one place. You get access to the racist live chat, which is always a lot of fun. Always a lot of fun. Let's see. Donna Andre said, I fucked up not buying tickets for the late show. Yeah, you did, doggy. King John says, after 35, it's pretty risky to get preggers. What is that about? Is that Karen? What about Karen? Karen, how old are you? 35?
Oh, your kid could have problems.
Yep. Are you 35?
Sure. Yeah.
How old are you?
None of your business. You know my birthday.
I know your birthday, but I don't know your age.
Good. Let's keep it that way.
Don't ask me your birthday
Mystique.
Right now.
You know, when's my birthday?
May 1st.
Ugh.
Damn, bitch.
You're so lucky.
Suck my balls.
You're so lucky.
So easy because it's a month of the day.
I was going to say, the only reason you know that is because you can compare it to your birthday.
It's because he knows the month of May.
It's the only reason.
And the number one.
It's the only reason.
It's genuinely the only reason.
Wow.
I don't remember birthdays.
No, I'm not very good at it.
Yeah.
I'm not either.
Don't start asking me my ex-girlfriend's birthdays, please.
Let's go.
I won't say which one.
But your current girlfriend's birthday?
No, I know my current girlfriend's birthday. August 17th.
Hell yeah.
The, no, fucking, I don't know if I'm giving out personal information about my girlfriend. Now all the guys, August 17th, they're going to triangulate that with a pointer. They put it on the Legion of Skanks. Here we go.
A beautiful mind it. They piece it all together.
Yeah, they really do.
What were you going to say, though?
I was
Let's do
say,
all the exes.
No.
Other Karen.
No,
go.
One of my, stop that.
There was another Karen. There was another Karen?
Other Karen, go.
Other Karen, yeah. There was another Karen. Karen Margolis, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, one of my ex-girlfriends, as we broke up, she screamed and cried to me, "What's my middle name? What's my middle name?" And I had no idea what it was. And I skipped acting like I couldn't hear her.
Truly sick. You're a fucking monster, dude.
Shut up, bitch.
Wait, you that's why because... you were breaking up because you didn't
Karen
know your name.
Elizabeth.
Don't start.
It's like you have ADHD. I think in 2022, if a girl asks you what's your middle name, you'd be like, "Stop. Oh, you know I have problems."
Bitch, you're lucky I know your first name. Yeah. This is crazy.
Now do my taxes.
All right. So, look, we have a lot to talk about on today's show. I'm very excited. I'm very excited about today's show.
I'm excited.
Me too.
Are you?
Yes. I love Christmas time, and I'm happy to be here.
I need to wake up a little. May I have like a coffee or an energy drink? I'm sorry.
You really chugged that one.
Yeah, I know.
Chaplain. Like Chaplain's. Tory Lane's over here. I don't know. I'm just trying to fill this dead air.
I stopped paying attention for a second, and I realized that Karen was having an emotional meltdown because it was a moment of dead air. Chap.
Alone with my thoughts.
Calm the
That's
fuck
That's not true.
Down.
I was just having fun. It's like a kettlebell class today. I'm fucking lit.
Say it again, bitch.
I'm lit. Yeah.
How much weight do you use?
I mean, not that much. That was my first class. But like, I can pick up like 240-pound dumbbells. Like I can deadlift like 90 to 100 pounds. Depends on how many.
One of the best roast jokes. Was that your joke? It was your roast.
Mom's lift. Yeah, that was me and Evan. I said that
you
to
and
Evan. Yeah.
Dude. Because Evan, oh my God, Williams. Evan Williams' mom was dead, right?
Yeah.
So he goes, like, when you, because, and he's jacked. Yeah. He was like, when you do deadlifts, you just call them mom lifts.
Yeah. Something like that.
That was a great fucking joke. One of my favorite roast jokes that's ever been in that Roastmaster show. Actually, I will say this. I should plug January 11th, the next iteration of competitive roasting.
Yeah, you know about this?
I've heard about it.
Gas Digital Presents.
Get hyped. You've been hyped the whole time.
Yeah.
Let's get hyped.
Now you're
going
to fall asleep, bitch?
Yeah.
How many times you said that? That's your stupid show.
We got to get hyped. January 11th.
So I don't know who told me about it. You told me about it. Somebody else told me about it. Whatever email. I know Lev Fur is really excited to be a part of it. So that lets me know all I need to know. You fucking loser. Suck my dick about your shitty show.
Is Lev the new host of it?
No, Lev's competing in it.
Oh. Okay.
Lev is the host of a specific mitochondria that is making him obeser and obeser by the day.
I like that.
He's sick.
So it's going to be called Spit Roast. Guests are going to present Spit Roast, hosted by myself. We're going to have a bunch of different comedians compete in roast writing. So they're not battling each other. They're going to be writing about a specific subject or a person. We got the first round of judges is Robert Kelly, Rich Voss, and Ari Shaffir. It's going to be hysterical.
Ari's going to bail.
Scott Chaplin is doing the first one. Zach D'Amico's doing the first one. Aaron Berg, Lev
Fur. Why didn't you ask me?
Do you want to do it?
No.
You're in.
Suck my dick.
I need one more. Can
no,
I tell you?
No, I don't want to do it. No, no,
can I tell you why
can
I didn't
you
ask you?
Hold the cards.
Can I tell you why I didn't ask you?
Yeah.
Because you can't write.
No.
Don't touch me. Don't touch me.
Oh shit. Not the racist live chat.
Jesus Christ. She physically attacked me. She physically attacked me, folks. Needs to be pointed out. I was attacked.
If I had a kettlebell in my hands, you'd be dead right now.
Yeah, so we're very, very excited about this. Look, it's gonna be January the first one. Ideally, of many, the pilot episode is January 11th at the Stand Comedy Club. It's going to be a ton of fun. We're taping it. The entire team. It's going to be high-quality production. I don't know how this works.
It's just like a right angle.
Natalie fixes.
Trying to have sex with heavy metal music? Was that common?
When we were dating?
Yeah.
I don't
know. No, when you weren't dating and fucking. Like, yeah, I guess when you were dating. Like, what? I don't know.
No, it was all...
it was your choice.
Super romantic.
Oh, that's good.
Latino
good.
Music.
Oh, that's sweet, really.
Yeah, it was a lot of, like, Ricky Martin.
Ricky Martin?
All right.
It's really heavy gay vibes.
Fucking notes. Everything is
everywhere. I'd like to apologize for my outburst.
All right.
I'd like to take a moment to apologize.
It's okay. It was fine. You were angry. But that's the type of energy we need at Spit Roast. So why don't you fucking...
Fucking... Listen, I'm selling my own spit roast on my OnlyFans.
She roasts her spit.
It's going to be a lot more entertaining than watching Fat Lev try to come up with jokes.
Lev...
I'm joking. He's my friend. I can say that.
Lev is funny. Lev is a funny guy. Funny,
yeah. I know. The fatter he gets, the funnier he gets.
Lev does make me laugh in spite of how his personality is grating and I shouldn't like him. I still like him and he does make me laugh.
Yeah.
You know, it's like Ryan Long. I should hate Ryan for everything. I should hate Ryan Long, but I love the kid. He's funny and he's charming and he's likable. But at first, I was like, I'm gonna hate this guy. I meant I was like, I'm gonna hate him.
Oh, this fucking walking white claw. Yeah,
but he's a good dude. Now these two are silent because they hate Ryan Long.
Hey, I'm just a big smiler.
I'm in a group chat with Ryan Long. He's one of my close friends. Wow. So I don't have to like do this whole like performative Karen, thing that you guys are doing.
Yeah,
you guys
and are I'm like, told oh, I don't have I to don't, speak when I don't feel like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I don't have to suck his dick. Out, like on your stupid show,
Karen.
Like,
so how many close friends do you have?
So many.
That's crazy. They're not actually close. Then you have acquaintances that you're identifying as close
okay,
friends.
Okay, close acquaintance.
Deal. Fine.
Fine.
We compromise.
Yep.
We agreed.
We were always good about that.
Yeah, we were.
Anal once a week.
That's not true. She let me put it in her butt one time.
That hurts. Yeah. I don't like it.
Oh really?
Yeah, yeah, and she tried it. She was like, she got a little dick, and I shoved it right up there. She's like, does it? Do I?
After he put it in my mouth. He's like, feel do little I? Now, you yeah. shitty mouth, bitch. That's what he did.
It's all true. These are true stories from our lovely it, relationship. Yeah. All right, so let's talk about a lot of the... What is this chat GPT AI software, Shannon? There's a professor, he called... There's AI software that will write an article for you or write jokes for you, right? Didn't I read that AI can write jokes?
I don't know about
don't
that.
Don't we all know a couple of comedians were like, this has to be AI written jokes. There's no way you thought that these were words that were designed to make people laugh. If we're not naming names, but if there's like at least...
Most comedians.
No, nah. There's like three comedians we're all thinking of in our head right now. One for sure. And you'd go like this, like why would you post this online? That's crazy. But if you found out that it was AI, That you'd actually
yeah, like when they do like we put 10,000 hours of Batman into a computer.
Yes.
And this is what I came up with. It's like, hello, Joker, you clown joke.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure.
I would be like, oh, that's actually fucking impressive joke writing AI technology. But for a human comedian, it's the worst horseshit I've ever heard in my entire life. So this is this sort of technology, right, Shannon?
Yes. So this professor, he caught one of his students cheating. And he found out that the student used this software to write the entire essay. And then he went to try to recreate it to prove it. But every time you go in, you get a little bit of a different answer because it's like learning
genius.
As it goes.
Nice.
And so I downloaded it and logged on to it. And then if you want to share the screen, Natalie, I just wanted to see like how it works. So I asked who Luis J. Gomez is. And then it needed more information. I said he's a comedian. And then this is the information that came up. So I figure we can talk to it a little bit.
I don't have enough information.
A mix of comedy and conversations about current events. In addition to his stand-up comedy career, he's appeared in television shows and in films and has hosted a number of live events and television programs.
Oh.
This fucking That's AI really wrote a more impressive bio than it exists.
They go yeah. to personal life. He sees his son twice a month.
Don't be an asshole.
I'm sorry about that.
You know that.
I'm still mad about the writing you know thing. Like I know. I'm mad. I apologize.
It's his birthday tomorrow.
Happy birthday, James.
Yeah, we're going to go fucking to the mall. We're going to do a little shopping, strip clothes.
Did you see what happened at the fucking
Waffle
American
House?
Dream Mall?
Oh. What happened?
Yeah. They had yesterday, was it the day after Christmas?
Because I was thinking about maybe going to the Nickelodeon Park.
Bring it up, Shannon. The American Dream Mall in East Rutherford, they had...
Zach, please.
Pardon me.
Clear your throat.
Yeah,
Jesus
pardon
Christ.
Me. Pardon me. Excuse me.
Pardon me while I gurgle.
There was a backup in the parking lot, and it got so bad that people were trapped for like 5 or 6 hours.
Oh, my, I would lose my mind. I would leave my car.
Because people were abandoning their cars. It would
be like the REM video. Everybody hurts. I would get out of my car and just sadly walk into the cold.
Punching windows.
Yeah. Well, they when said the people were getting so cold, they were going back in the mall and leaving their cars in the middle of the parking lot.
Yeah.
So that, and then, yeah, people in the mall wouldn't help. So pedestrians had to go direct traffic because people were stuck for like 5 or 6 hours.
Wow.
Like let's pinned
see.
In.
Let's see. Damn. And this was, it was literally probably started with one guy. One guy fucked up somehow yeah. and then ruined everybody's life. I would lose my shit.
It was deadlock.
Why?
Lewis getting a
last minute. Because so many people were trying to get in and get out that they blocked each other. Because it was like the day everybody returns.
People were calling the cops, asking for help and stuff, saying they were scared. And
so I fucked up the other day. I went into a parking lot and I parked. And what I realized, and I realized this as I got out of my car, I realized that I had actually, you know, there's like rows of cars. You go around, you turn. I had actually parked where people would turn to get out of the parking lot, right? Mm-hmm. But I was like, you know what? This is going to be a really fast MRI. I can't imagine it taking that long.
Never heard a dumb.
No, it's usually like a really fast me buying a pack of cigarettes. Really fast MRI, motherfucker.
Yeah. I was like, this is going to be a really fast MRI.
It's like, they know me. Hey, MRI guy.
It's, my knee is this big, and so that's how much big is that in time?
I swear to God.
It's like 5 minutes.
I've been tweeting about my knee. You guys should have an idea what it looks like.
It's not a whole body. It's just the knee.
I swear.
This doesn't make sense. Shouldn't it be Dr. I, not Mr.
MRI? That's three letters.
I shit you. I swear on my son's life that this is true. I was getting an MRI and I was like, well, I got to park. I was like, going to be late. I was like,
also
park
a place
there.
Where other people are having like medical, you know, people, everyone showing up they has crutches on, their knees hurt too. Yeah.
So when I got out, another person, I think they just assumed in front of me was another spot. Mm-hmm. It wasn't the other half of the lane to turn. So then I had to like back myself out. Like it took me like 100 times like of doing that to turn around to get out. And I had to go out the opposite way. But it became a whole to-do. There was other cars that were just stuck and they couldn't figure it out. I left that situation.
Did you get your MRI at the American Dream Mall?
Yeah.
I got it at the DreamWorks Water Park.
Oh, no. Did Shrek do your MRI?
He did. I swear to God that's true. And I left it with people like beeping and cars facing each other. Like, I don't know how I made that all happen, but I caused a whole situation at the doctor's office. So I'm sorry.
Good shit.
Anybody else have a good parking lot story? I mean, that's—I don't think that's going to get.
We're going to assume you.
Yeah. I gotta be honest. Like your way to what you're all laughing about, but also I pooped my pants in a parking lot once when I was going to the movies.
Why would you ever do that?
Because I was having a really big drinking.
No,
summer.
Why would you ever tell us that? I meant.
Oh, it was like a very traumatic experience I thought I'd share.
Movie were you going to see?
I don't even remember. It was so long ago. I was like in college and my little sister was with me and I pooped my pants.
You were just hammered. Karen used to get blackout drunk, like I was, obliterated.
Like I was in between. Like I hadn't had solid food probably in like a week.
You know what's funny? I never really drank with you because your relapses always came after we dated.
Yeah.
So.
Or before and before.
But right before and right after.
It's almost
right
like it's related somehow.
Right before and right after we did, she had massive relapses. But I never really, the only time
Why are you saying it like happened multiple times? Like we
broke
up.
You had two relapses.
I had, what do you mean? No, I didn't.
Or I guess one. You had one
relapse.
I haven't
had a drink in almost 5 years.
Sorry, you had one relapse. Yeah. But when I met you, you were fucking.
Wasted.
Wasted.
That was the Lucas brother. That was a real relapse.
Yeah, I met you during that too.
Yeah.
I never watched you drink though. So did you, because
you tried to get me to.
It was hilarious. I was like, come on, just have a drink.
Yeah,
come on,
I
drink.
Didn't drink. I was like running late, and he's like, hey, drink your coffee. And then I look in, and it's just alcohol.
Grow
You're
up.
You're a sicko.
Grow up, losers.
You're a sicko.
Yeah, but I never watched Karen actually consume the alcohol. I did go on a date a few times with a fucking blind, like raging Irish alcoholic. She reminded me of you. This girl was like a little Irish chick.
Yeah.
Reminded me of you. She was fucking a wild alcoholic.
Yeah.
To the point where, like, I remember, we had a bottle of whatever it was. Like, it was like whiskey, and I was like drinking it, right? And we had already hooked up, right? And then I took a sip. I was like, oh, do you want some shoes? Yeah. And then I turn away, and then I look back, and she was
gone.
I'm talking about the bottle.
Yeah. Going, to the face. Yeah. Gone.
And I was like, whoa. And I grabbed it from her. I was like, what are you doing?
She's like, that was the worst sex. I'm going to kill myself.
Trying to make this situation better.
I'm like, I feel her. I get it. We were going to have a conversation. I look around. She's trying to kill herself.
this is how she would drink. It was a few times where she did this. And yeah. I remember one of the first times we hung out.
She thought it was Ajax.
Yes.
One of the first times we hung out, she was like, I'm going to go now. And she had just like gotten hammered like that.
And you throw her keys.
And that, I was like, I can't let you into the night. I was like, if you get killed, my DNA is all over
right.
you.
Yeah.
Like I had to like, it was this, the problem of trying to find where she lived with somebody that's that drunk.
And there's
drunk,
so many bridges.
I shit you not. Like, there was a point where I was like, I'm going to let her go into the night. I can't do this. Like,
yeah.
I was like,
yeah, dude,
it's not my responsibility.
Yeah, you unhook her leash. Dude, go.
Yeah, dude, like into the woods. I was like, go.
Bye.
Go.
Yeah, come back with a duck.
I stopped dating a girl because she would get drunk and she was like too good at running around barefoot. Like, she was like too experienced at like,
she's like, I ran on
running
Hawaii.
On concrete barefoot. It was fucking, she was better at being barefoot than in shoes. And I was like, date anybody.
Like, junk girls turn into that girl from The Ring who can run on all fours. Yeah. Yeah.
I couldn't imagine, like, it's so funny because like I still drink and I drink a decent amount, but like even like doing like drugs, like I would do drugs with chicks and we were just like, you and I would do drugs.
Yes.
I couldn't imagine being like, let's set up lines and just do fucking coke at 4 o'clock in the morning. I can't imagine it right now.
Yeah.
Like, I can't wrap my head around it, but we did that so much.
We did a lot of blow.
We were so broke. Where'd the blow come from?
No, we that's why no we were money. Broke, because you only bought blow. It was like McDonald's
Karen,
blow.
Karen, you're going to have to buy a sandwich, and that sandwich is going to have to last us an entire day, because I spent everything on blow.
I would chew it, swallow a little bit, and then
spit it
into
my mouth like a bird, yeah.
Karen, do you still have a line of credit with your bodega man?
Yeah.
She did.
I did.
She had a line of credit with her bodega, and I wouldn't go in because he wanted to fuck her. Yeah. So, but she'd have to go in to get free sandwiches while
I'd
I sit
like,
outside.
Hey guys, how's Yemen? Fucking love Yemen. Yeah.
It's kind of like to think of that time of just like,
and like every night Lewis would be like, do you want to get blow? I'd be like, no, too late.
You want to get blow? Here you go. I'd shove it into her nose. It was a wild time.
I'd be like, no.
It was a wild time.
Then I stopped doing it, and that's when we broke up.
Yeah. She couldn't handle it. She couldn't hang.
Yeah, I was such a loser.
Couldn't hang.
It was and so great. I said, what about doing blow 4 a.m. in the morning?
It's funny doing blow with a tiny chick, too, because I would cut up lines like one for you, yeah. One for me, two for you, one, two for me, three for you, one, two, three.
And then Lewis is a sex addict, so he'd want to fuck no matter what, but yeah. He would never come.
Nope.
So I would be in the toilet after five rounds of fruitless sex.
Maybe if you wrote a little bit better.
If I wrote a little bit better,
just saying,
my pussy wouldn't have been inflamed over the toilet. I was like, it feels like I had a baby, but I didn't.
It was a wild time. I wish we had video, just like a secret video camera.
You still have some, no?
Of your... No, I deleted them all. I
have them.
Good cover.
A secret video camera of just like a bird's eye view of your bedroom, of what that like...
My bedroom?
Was like.
Your bedroom. Your bedroom. When
your bedroom.
When you had a roommate.
I was homeless.
You had a roommate.
I lived on your fucking... Remember
that was
you,
for 2 weeks.
You threw it in my face that you saved my life. Like, literally,
I would tweet about it.
She acted like I saved her. Like she saved me. Like right. I was like, I couldn't have found another couch to sleep on.
I mean, would you have though? You
I
like? No, you wouldn't have.
I would have.
No, I wouldn't have.
Who's calling me right now? Geico.
Can I have a coffee, Burfus?
Hey, Geico.
Ostrich guy, give me a coffee.
Me a favor,
I love that kid.
Back, exactly in 1 hour, like 12:45.
Geico? You know Geico like that? Is that the lizard?
He tries to be professional. I just
perfect. 1 o'clock is perfect.
Up. 1 o'clock.
Thank you.
Geico. Call back.
It was Geico. Guys, here it is.
Got a call back from
they're
a decade
bringing,
ago.
They're bringing finally, Geico
15
back.
15 years later.
Hold on, I'm getting a call from a flip phone.
Back to the Future, Geico.
Guys, Guy Court's calling me. I knew the day would come. Guy Court, back.
I've been subpoenaed.
I'm being taken to Guy Court
with new Judge Chris D'Elia.
Oh no! All right, real quick, let's take a moment and thank YoDelta.com for being a longtime supporter of today's show and all the shows here on the Gas Digital Network. If you guys are over the age of 21 years old and you're living in a state where Delta 8 is legal, you got to get it from YoDelta.com.
Absolutely, and you guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp that can be legally shipped to various states, and
it gets you high. At YoDelta.com, you can find a mix of gummies and vapes for all your getting stoned needs. And I will tell you from personal experience, Delta 8 works, and these products should be taken responsibly.
Yeah, YoDelta.com is a website. I love the gummies. They get me super high. The vape, if you ever see me smoking a vape pen, it's specifically YoDelta's Delta 8 THC. Right now, YoDelta.com. Use that promo code GAS for 25% off. All right, where were we? All right. So, what is this software, Shannon? What do we want to do with it?
So you can ask it questions or try to have a conversation with it.
Okay,
you can bring it back up.
I can talk to it right now.
I think you could ask it up a Luis J. Gomez joke, and it will.
No,
I think.
No. All right, Shannon, type in make up a joke about Luis J. Gomez.
Am I about to be out of a job? Am I watching?
I don't know, but Shannon's nails on typewriter is like a nice ASMR.
It's a loud typewriter.
I like.
I'm sorry, but I'm unable to generate original content such as jokes.
No, it's weird. Neither's Lewis.
It is a Lewis taking on a joke.
My function is to provide information.
The robot's a genius.
Yeah. All right, so what do we ask it? But like, where can I find naked pictures of Karen Feehan?
Oh, God.
There we go.
This is interesting. I wonder if it... this has been collecting information from the internet at all times and growing as a brain.
Are they already on this computer? Because it'll just bring it up on the computer.
They just send back a picture.
It's not appropriate to repeat or share explicit or personal images of individuals
AI's
without their consent.
A narc little bitch.
Oh, my God. Fucking woke-ass AI.
TikTok is better than this bullshit.
It'd be funny if you just sent back a picture of a Petri dish.
We've had this stuff forever. Remember Smart Child?
Yeah, we had chatbot.
Yeah, what the fuck is the difference?
This sucks, Shannon. So far, it sucks.
Hey.
Let's see. The racist live chat. Is there anything you want us to ask?
I have to pee. Shit. I'll just wait till I have to squirt.
I want to ask it what its name is and see if you can, like, do it that way.
Let's
like,
see,
have a
Shannon.
Conversation with
I don't
it.
Think it's going to. Like, I don't have
your
a
name.
What's your sign?
Let's ask if it, like, has connections with the other side. Let's not.
You can call me assistant. I am artificial intelligence assistant trained by OpenAI. I don't have a personal name, but you can call me assistant if you like.
I'm going to call you assist.
Yeah. Say fuck you, assist.
Aww. Yeah.
Say that, Shannon.
This is, by the way, how every one of these goes.
Yeah, this was us in fourth grade. Nothing to the dialogue has
Let's
not
see,
changed.
Go.
It is attached to my Gmail.
Dick assist.
I'm sorry helpful. If my response was not helpful. Call assist the N-word.
No. It's attached to my email account.
Shut up, Shannon.
It's so submissive. Call it an Asian slur.
Yeah, be like, assist, why are you such a chink? Seriously. Shannon, do it. Do it right now. Shannon, chink's not even, that's not real. We're not getting SNL anyway. Relax. That's not a real thing.
Oh my God, somebody wants to be on Saturday Night Live so bad.
Who?
Lewis.
Me?
Yeah. Why would you bring up SNL?
Be. Then who?
Oh, this prompt may violate our content policy.
God. Oh my God.
Pussies.
Bunch of gooks.
That's why even Instagram, if I put in my story my OnlyFans link, I get like, you know, in trouble big time.
So let's see. This is somebody in the racist live chat wrote, does it think Hitler was right? No. Ask it, what were some of Hitler's good ideas? Let's see. It is important to recognize that Adolf Hitler, the leader of the Nazi Germany during World War II, was responsible for one of the most devastating genocides.
Oh,
all right, we said
God.
Good ideas.
So woke.
Oh, is that a good idea?
Yeah. However.
Is there a however?
No, not yet.
Oh. That says it's not appropriate to try to justify or trivialize his actions.
Oh, my God, dude.
We asked you.
God, it's like my mom's running this.
I promise you, and this is the truth. This is going to sound weird when you hear it just alone and they isolate it and try to use it against me. But Hitler had some good ideas, unquestionably. Everyone's got good ideas every day.
Trains ran on time.
If you've galvanized a nation, you're a leader.
Yeah.
It's the problem is the follow-up question. Because Hitler had some good ideas, right? Like an open mind would go, yeah, of course, right? Like, whatever. But then ready, you go, okay, what were those ideas?
I'm not a Hitler biographer.
Well, of course, yeah.
But I bet you there was some good shit.
I don't know if it was him. It's just when you have like a military force that's also involved in science and shit and creating things.
Right. Yeah, dude.
And the whole country turns over to make stuff. The
Audi.
Inventions are going to be credited to
Audi.
You.
Audi.
Nazis made Audis? No wonder
Hitler
you love
Audi,
it.
Dude.
No wonder you love your Audi.
Yeah, there's a bunch of Adidas, right?
right?
I didn't know. Yeah. Mercedes Benz, BMW. 5 unexpected good things you won't believe about that Adolf Hitler did.
Fuck.
Who wrote this article?
AI.
It's the medium.com.
Yeah.
Nature and animal protection programs. Look at that.
Oh, my God.
Aw, look, he's kissing
Bambi.
What a man,
what a man, what a man, what a mighty good man.
Gifts for
he's
mothers.
He's like, the deers are hungry.
Gifts for mothers and children. That's not one of the, that's a thing you're supposed to do.
It's assisted them financially. It was called Kindergold. Kindergeld.
Oh, just in general.
Is this,
I thought
after
it was his
they
mother and his children.
Killed their Jewish fathers, or is this just regular?
Well, no, they were just like, you're a mother and a child. You deserve to be protected, and we give you the, I mean, it's not a bad thing. Go ahead. All right. I'm listening to things. Anti-smoking laws. Rarely do we ever come across smokers who genuinely hold.
I mean, I heard a couple
smoking
things about ovens, though.
All right. Go ahead.
I'm not a fan of anti-smoking.
Volkswagen.
Yeah.
He started Volkswagen and the Autobahn project.
Birds. Birds.
Birds?
That's what? Autobahn.
Is that what the Autobahn is?
I don't know what the Autobahn is. The highway you can go as fast as you want on.
Oh, I thought it was a bird thing.
What are you talking about?
Autobahn. I thought society was like a bird conservatorship.
No, the Autobahn's a big highway where you're allowed to go as fast as you want.
Are you AI?
Are you talking about like a botanical
right
garden? Do you mean botanical garden?
I'm not really wrong. Like
no, you're probably right.
Autobahn is like bird protection.
Oh, that's great. Race Live Chat, ask if it's funnier than Mike Feeney. Oh, Aaron in the Race Live Chat. Are you funnier than Mike Feeney?
Mike Feeney is my cousin.
Yeah. This is Mike Feeney.
I don't have personal experiences
or
feelings
me on Twitter.
And I'm unable to engage in activities such as comedy or humor. Christ.
What the fuck can you do then?
No. This sucks.
Yeah, this is shit. Like,
Shannon, this bit stinks.
Shannon.
Natalie said to ask it what Gas Digital is.
Okay, ask what Gas Digital is, sure. And then we're moving on because this stinks. Gas Digital is a media company that produces and distributes content through its online platform, Gas Digital Network. The company was founded in 2017 and is headquartered in New York City. Gas Digital produces and streams a variety of content, including podcasts, live streams, video on demand, and pay-per-view events. The company's programming features a mix of comedy, entertainment, and current events and is available through a subscription service on its website. Noice! And it operates a merchandise store and hosts live events. They know it all! That's pretty interesting!
A mix of comedy, entertainment, and whatever Dave Smith does.
Damn. All right. Shannon, what is this new TikTok challenge?
So it's Gen Zers, like young girls, are having, they're dressing up their moms.
What defines as Gen Z? What is that age group?
Hold on.
All right. Don't tell me. Yeah, what do they have their moms do?
So they're dressing up their mom in their clothes, and seeing if they're hot or not, basically.
So it's hot. Is my mom hot? If
moms kind of dress like their kids now anyway.
Yeah.
Right.
I watched this. My chick was watching this trend on TikTok, and I was watching it with her the other day. It's stupid. It's retarded.
Yeah.
I don't have TikTok. I'm not a loser.
Here's
do you have TikTok? No TikTok.
My producer puts like my clips on there, but I don't like have it physically on my phone. I don't know. I don't like check it or anything.
Let's see. So we're going to do Toit or Noit, TikTok trend edition. We're going to figure out if these moms are Toit or Noit.
Let's go MILFs.
Toit or Noit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so some of them are videos, some of them are just before and after. So here, the first one is a before and after.
Let's see, before and after. All right, that's pretty toit.
Toit.
I like it.
Toit.
Toit the whole way through.
I mean, she got weird glasses on. I want to see the video, Shannon. Forget the before and afters. Okay, let's see some videos.
Here's one.
She looks good.
Well, you gotta, what,
that
that's
one?
The after. Okay, Shannon, can you just do the fucking trend?
That wasn't.
No.
The whole thing just played.
That was it. The long dress was the before. The belly out was the after, you doofus.
Yeah. I like both.
I didn't even see that.
We just watched it.
We were all
because the volume wasn't on.
Oh, so you can't see a bunch of shit.
Yeah, I
Potter hear dressed like being a mother.
And yeah, I think her after is giving like Madonna like vibes.
No, what happens, I checked the racist live chat for a second and the volume triggered me to look up. So when I looked up, it was just the middle of the video. So it wasn't me being wrong. Don't come at me like that.
I love being in your head at every second of it.
You're not
moment
in my head ever.
We get to listen to all the behind the scenes.
Shannon.
Here's the next one.
Noit.
Hello? I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. The head flip.
That's what they have to do, right? They have to flip their hair.
Yeah.
In the trend. Now I say noit on that one.
I think she's all right.
I don't know. I have this thing in my head where it's like, if you're single, shouldn't you just try to fuck every type of person?
I agree. Okay, but it's yeah. still, yeah. it's still, they can still be categorized to toit or noit.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Doesn't mean you wouldn't fuck a noit. We all fuck some noits.
That's what I'm saying. I think I'm like a big noit guy, maybe. But
big noit guy. Big, big noit lights guy. Off guy.
But yeah, she was noit. She was a bit frightening.
Yeah, she's a bit frightening.
I thought she was decent.
No, her face.
She has a tired face.
Ghoulish, yeah.
She's probably 65 years old.
Sure, sure, but it was noit.
Noit.
All right, guys.
Sorry,
I'm
Karen.
I'm giving her a toit. I'm going to go down on her old granny pussy. Again. Flappy lady.
Turn my mom into me. Go, let's see the next one. She's already hot. That's a hot mom.
Yeah, she's a problem.
Oh, toit. Hell yeah, dude. Yeah, all day. Fine. All day. All the live long day.
Wouldn't it be funny if the girl's like turning my mom into me and it's like one regular outfit and their mom comes out and she has like a dildo in her pussy and her asshole in her mouth.
Turning my dad into me.
I bet you there are people that did that challenge with their dads too.
There is one coming up.
Of course.
This one's a grandma first.
There we go.
Toy.
I hate the thing around her eyes.
I love her. I wish I was a little bit. Yeah, let's go, Nana.
It's like Chloe LeBron.
Titties,
I like it.
Noit. It's a goddamn old lady,
folks.
Come on,
toit. Get a grandma.
Lady. It's an old lady. I'm my standard of toit is toit, regardless of age, regardless.
But you like an noit. Almost no-weight woman, right?
A no-weight?
Yeah, you're kind of into bones.
No.
That old woman, like, in true. Terms of body, that's not
no,
true?
No, I like a fucking, I like a nice body like on a chick. I like okay. some fucking... You know, fat ass, some okay. thick thighs.
Okay.
Some fucking eyebrows that always look surprised somehow.
What?
That's because rape.
It's just pain. That's not surprise.
Go ahead.
So this dad one, it's the pictures. So here, this is him before.
Gay dad.
Disgusting.
Turning my gay dad into a woman.
What the fuck? Gayer.
I don't like it.
I hate
it.
That. I hate
it's really
it
making
so
me
much.
Angry.
And here's the
it makes
back.
Me uncomfortable.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Just, dude.
Too comfortable. He likes it too much. Oh, is that yuck. Nikki Glaser's dad? I don't like it.
That's yeah. the last
Noit.
One.
Noit.
All right. Shannon, look, I don't want to take my time out of my day to attack Amy Schumer.
Uh-oh.
I don't have an issue with Amy Schumer. I think Amy Schumer's a funny comedian, a nice enough person, you know. But this article that came out, it's driving me out of my fucking mind. And I feel like I just couldn't scroll past it and not address this. This is crazy. So read the title of the article, Shannon.
Okay, so this one, it may be slightly different than what you said earlier. It's Amy Schumer shows off her slimmed down physique in a black swimsuit as she soaks up the sun in St. Bart's.
No, there was a different title on the one
it
earlier.
Was beached killer whale in St. Bart's. slim
yeah,
down
they
their
updated
prey.
The title when they got DNA testing.
No, it was like
looking her best.
What'd you say?
Amy Schumer looking her best.
Mm-hmm. No, it was like Amy Schumer shows off stunning no. fucking. I no. shit you.
It's stunning, but she's with a stingray.
It's in the face. It's in the face.
Killer whale gets stung by a stingray.
Geppetto saves son Pinocchio from living inside the
Hold on, I have to pull this up right now.
Oh man,
I have before. It. It says Amy is looking better than ever. Stunning Amy Schumer shows off her killer curves during Caribbean getaway.
She's looking yes. better than Mount Everest.
Stunning Amy Schumer shows off her killer curves during Caribbean getaway. It is just like I'm not being an asshole. Don't make me respond to this, Daily Mail. That's on them. Mm-hmm. Okay, if the article was just like Amy Schumer's on a beach. Carry on.
Breathing regularly.
No one else gets a tan.
Beachgoers complain about shadows everywhere. I can't.
Sun blocked on beach. Shit, please pull up the fucking thing.
Hold on one second, because I had a different. Hold on, I'm sending it to myself.
That's not it. That's yep. not her son. Man.
Hold on one second.
Oh, she carries her weight like my dad does. High.
Yeah.
It's a pie.
Okay.
don't know how.
It's a pie.
It's taking so long.
It's because I looked it up on Daily Mail, but it was a different article. Hold on. There we go. Here you go.
Go ahead, go.
There she is.
There she is.
What a beaut.
There she is.
The R she blows.
I thought she was a beach umbrella at first.
Look at her tardo husband.
But if you read the article. Read the article. The article is just, I don't, it's like, who, I don't care. I don't, I'm not even attacking her, but it's just like, what's the point of saying, like, stunning fucking, like, what is the point of it?
It's like average woman digs autistic husband out of sandpit.
Dude, I am genuinely like, but here's the thing.
Amy Schumer takes husband to beach to count sand.
Amy Schumer's husband hospitalized for eating one too many sand crabs.
On Tuesday, the comedian 41 showed off her killer curves as she romped in the ocean with her husband. The train wreck star modeled a flattering blue and white floor print one piece with big with long sleeves. Go down. But keep on, watch the way they keep on talking about her. It's, they're trolling me because they want me to do this. They know people are sharing it, being like, this is fucking crazy.
Amy Schumer attends beach while husband wears hat big enough to block her from his sight.
She kept her eyes shielded from the sun with a pair of large black shades. The stand-up comic and her wore her dirty blonde hair in a messy bun. It's not a messy bun. It looks like shit. Yeah. She didn't do anything to her hair. She's not wearing anything. She looks like she was on a fucking hurricane.
You know she definitely told him to not look at the cameras.
Oh, look at the back.
Amy enjoyed hanging in the water with her husband, Chris Rock, blah, 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 blah.
Amy Schumer breaks world record with largest back on the planet.
But why, like, why would they show her ass? It is not a flattering ass. Daily Mail, you are doing this. This is not me even comment. You are making me comment on this, Daily Mail.
I mean, she doesn't look that bad in motion.
Let's see.
Amy Schumer dresses autistic husband like Scarecrow.
All right. Yeah, keep on going down. There was another. There was another part of the article that really
seagulls away while
really
she
grinded
cheese
my gears.
That's his job.
Amy, he's the shoo-away seagulls. Amy, she eats food
going after her hot dogs.
Amy Schumer raises money for manatees after being hit by a boat.
Amy Schumer attacked from underneath by large shark.
Look at her.
Go back up to her.
Killer whale frolics with sun.
Look how unflattering these photos are.
I know.
The Daily Mail's trolling everyone.
Yeah,
and they
she's
know what
aware
they're doing.
Of that.
They're sure. know, they know what they're doing. And they're being like, oh, look how
can we get
she
the
is.
Elon Musk photo? Can we put her bathing suit on the Elon Musk photo of him swimming?
Yeah. I didn't see that one. What's that?
You never saw Elon Musk swimming? Mm-mm. Oh, similar body shape. Yeah.
But he's a dude.
Oh, sure, sure.
Come on. All right.
there you go.
Yeah. He's like all chest. He's like all.
Yeah, he looks like a midget. Like a tall midget.
Yeah.
It's like all of his organs are up real
high. It is
high.
A weird physique.
Yeah.
He probably has like extra hearts. He's like, give me another one.
But what do you think that is? I've never seen a physique that way.
It looks like there's Tesla parts in his chest.
Yeah, he's got a spare Tesla.
It looks like when
he's
like,
becoming a car.
Little people are in wheelchairs and they just kind of have top hands.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like he's in terrible shape. You know what I think it is? I think he's had like liposuction and shit. I think he's a fat guy that gets surgically.
It could be because he has like no muscle, but his arms are skinny.
That's not a body type.
He needs a tan for sure.
That's not a body type right there. That looks like he's had fat sucked from around his waist to kind of create that shape, but he's carrying fat that would be lower in his belly.
Amy
Am I
Schumer
crazy?
Also had liposuction though. In the other article I read, that's what it was talking about.
Yeah.
That's why she's skinnier now. The liposuction.
That's psychotic. I would get a refund.
She sold her fat.
And then she was like, I want to be honest about it. I don't want to like pretend that I just lost weight. I was like, nobody would think you just lost weight.
You've never.
Yeah, I think that he was surgically
enhanced.
I do. All right, let's take a quick moment and thank RexMD for being a supporter of today's show. Go to rexmd.com/wrap to get the best possible prices on men's health products. Generic versions of Viagra and Cialis for as low as $2 a pill. They also have other products that'll help you regain your hair, help with men's vitality and virility, and many, many other products. RexMD.com is the place to go.
Absolutely. They make getting generic and branded Viagra or Cialis easy. Everything's online, even the prescription, and they deliver it discreetly to your door. No waiting rooms, no embarrassing trips to the doctor, no insurance, and no copays.
Love it. They made the process so simple. There's no need to jump through a bunch of hoops to set up an embarrassing doctor's appointment to get your medication. With just a few clicks of a button, you can talk to a medical professional, create a personalized plan, and get the products discreetly shipped straight to your door within 2 days. Just go to rexmd.com/rap. Once again, that's rexmd.com/rap. rexmd.com/rap for up to 90% off. All right, where were we? All right, so let's, what is this Christmas tree story, Shannon? Christmas is now over. I still have my Christmas tree up. Gonna probably get rid of it, I'd say maybe tomorrow. Maybe tomorrow before I go to LA. But there's a horrifying thing happening with Christmas trees. What is this, Shannon?
So people are finding these like clumps that they think are just like organically part of the trees. And then they realize that they are actually hatching. And I'm gonna show you a video. This hatching. Is after it's hatched. You have to like kind of look.
So it's Christmas. We chopped down our beautiful tree. Now it's after Christmas.
You cut down your own tree, you're a fucking hillbilly. Mm-hmm.
I like it. I think it's authentic. Tree.
Look, do you see them?
No.
Where?
Oh. There's like here, here, here. If you, oh, you can see them standing on top
baby
of it.
Baby praying mantises. Got
oh,
it.
Oh, wow.
But where are the clumps? I want to know what a clump is going to look like.
I'll show you a picture right after.
Hercules, Hercules.
All right, hold on. They have, it looks like this.
Weed looks like weed.
Ew.
Like a little turd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the people are sharing them, like pictures in their like windows.
Amy Schumer in new like. Christmas outfit.
Are you saying if you unzip Amy Schumer, she's full of bugs? Bugs and frogs.
Bugs and frogs.
Yeah, and they're kind of cute little baby praying mantises. Ugh, no,
but then you're infested. Your home is infested.
I mean, once they're big, I bet that's a bitch.
Yeah.
Do you think that they grow to full size or that the elements of your home are going to probably, they're not going to be able to survive?
Not if you give them coffee.
Praying mantises, so. What do they eat? They eat like the heads of their mates, right? Where are they going to find, I guess they could eat each other.
Oh, it does Ooh. Say that they'll starve in your house.
They will okay.
Starve in your house, see?
Then, yeah.
That is nothing. It's like little boogers.
Just has Hitler intended.
Yeah. Yeah, praying mantises don't really freak me out that much. I think
oh,
they're kind of cool.
Oh, tough guy. Excuse me.
Yeah,
who's
sweet.
Not scared of bugs? You nerd.
I am scared of most other bugs, though.
You pussy.
Also, if I was sitting here and then a praying mantis was on my shoulder and then I looked at the camera and it was just there, I would scream like a girl. I would
really?
Jump up.
They are you allowed look to like kill big crickets?
Are you allowed to kill praying mantises?
No, they're on the endangered species list. You'll be fine.
Are they really?
Nope, you're retarded. That was fun. Do another one.
I hate her.
I have heard that. Though.
I have it's heard that when I was a legend, kid. When I was a kid, yeah. Is that true?
I don't know.
Please look it up. Find out if it's illegal to kill a praying mantis, and then shove it down Karen's dumb.
What do you want to shove down my throat?
Tiny mouth.
Why is it tiny?
It's not.
Because you remember you had to have a palate
expander.
Expansion.
What's my middle name?
Elizabeth.
That's right, bitch.
It is not.
But it's only because Karen calls other people by her middle name.
Correct.
So she'd be like, Scott Elizabeth Chaplin.
That's funny.
Yes. Yeah,
you're funny when you're mean.
It's not endangered. It's not on. You can kill them.
Told
you.
Yeah. I think they tell you not to because they're good for the.
Oh, yeah. They probably kill the other species. They probably kill the
they
spiders.
They do. Yeah. They eat other bugs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Praying mantises are creepy alien motherfuckers. But they're kind of cool. In Jersey, I see them all the time.
Yeah.
Summertime, there's one chilling on my porch. And then I always like step around it because I'm like, dude, I can't kill this thing. It's illegal. I got arrested.
I was using Q-tips at the airport the other day. And the kid is like, ew. That's illegal. You can't do that. You know, Q-tips in the ears.
On the
I wasn't
plane.
Sorry. I wasn't doing that in front of her.
Oh,
sorry.
Wait.
I grabbed two Q-tips and I said, I'm going to the bathroom.
Okay.
And I'm using Q-tips. And then the kid was like, that's illegal.
Did anybody else just picture Scott in like the middle of the airport? Like,
yo, I would.
In a towel.
He's like, no fly zone.
I just imagine Scott going, ooh, ooh, ooh. And I was like, you know what? That should be illegal. This kid's right. Well, but hold on, I understand. What was he saying?
She thinks it's the kid that heard somewhere that it's illegal in some, she even clarified in some states. And then I walked away and her and her mother were like fighting about it. That it's illegal to take a Q-tip and put it in your ear because it's not the intention
it's
of a Q-tip. It's for your ear.
To put it so deep.
Oh. Like, there's no ears on the box of a Q-tip. You know, like it's not supposed to be for your ears. It's supposed to be
not
like,
illegal.
No,
but it is for your ear.
No, it's not for your ear.
Google it right now. Are you supposed to use Q-tips for your ears? How do you clean your ears? What will we use?
I agree. And that's what I told the fucking kids.
There's like a
what?
Thing. By the way, now it's going to pop up on everyone's phones because they're all listening. I got an ad recently for like, it was like a scraper, like a Q-tip essentially that's used to scrape the gunk out of your ear.
I saw
and
that.
And then it fucking pulls it in and apparently it's very satisfying.
Yeah, shit looks like coming, right?
It's fucking.
Wait, does it look like a twisty?
I don't know, dude.
Okay. I got an ad because it said that the Q-tip just pushes it in.
That's what, yeah. Because
and
that's
that
what
you're supposed to
about.
Use this rubber twisty thing, and I ordered it, and it fucking sucked.
What did it suck?
It didn't do anything. It didn't get anything. You were supposed to twist it and have like a twisty at the end.
Zach's like, I was starving. It was snack time. Yeah. Nothing.
Nothing. That's the good stuff.
That's the gold.
What is the purpose of a Q-tip, Shannon?
Okay, so wait. First, I found that you're not supposed to use them.
Ever.
Not in your ears.
Shut
no.
up.
You can
not
share
inside.
This.
Shut you're up.
How
like
fucking
outside.
Dumb, right?
Because it pushes the wax back in.
I go in and I press it along the edge.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I almost do like a circle
oh,
around.
Keep talking. Oh. The
imagine one.
Get a ruler in here.
This is the ear hole, right? Q-tip would come in and I would press it around.
Yeah.
The, and then I go as close as I can get it to the edge and I get it like that. And right. then I go. Whoop. Yeah,
do you wet it? I wet it. I wet. I get
I
two.
Used
I
to
wet.
I used to.
Do the wet,
for
do
my
dry.
Mom, for my mom, I'd go.
Wait, no.
And yeah. With my spit, and yeah. I'd clean my ears yeah. with my own spit.
Oh, I thought you'd clean
like,
your mother's ears.
Like an ogre in the swamp. Yeah. I'm like, oh, I got to clean my ears with spit.
You're just a primate. Imagine you're
like a witch. That's what she would do. Ooh, time to clean our ears with spit and boil juice. And I would scrape around, and then I'd pull it out, and then I'd fucking flick it in the thing at Equinox. The little fucking...
Yeah, it's a good time at Equinox. Yeah, yeah. Especially after the steam room, everything's all loose. You come out.
Dude, a black guy tried to suck my cock yesterday in the steam room.
Same.
I know the signs every time.
What's the sign? Do
they,
it.
Well, this guy, I was in the steam room alone. He comes in. I see he gets kind of like, just like, it's kind of like looking at me.
Presenting.
Just kind of looking. His energy is open toward me.
Okay.
Right? And then I'm sitting here and he sits right next to me. We got an entire steam room.
Oh, he wants it.
You don't got to sit near me. It's already. I go, this guy wants to suck my cock right off my body.
Yes.
One point I get up. I go out to fucking shave my head. He gets out. He's kind of like staring at me, like looking.
He's like, you need a spotter.
I'm not giving you back your thing. I'm not like, I can see him like, you know, or whatever the fuck they do to let each other know.
That felt natural.
I start clicking.
Yeah. Stomping your foot on the ground.
Homosexual Tourette's.
Whatever they do, I wasn't giving him the fucking... I wasn't giving him the gay dude steam room mating call return, no. Okay?
You weren't stomping on the ground.
I was looking away, and then like at one point he's like he was in front of the mirror. He's like, oh, did you need the mirror? Like he wanted me to like cross over him, and I went nah.
Okay.
Like it almost like that, but then I'm feeling like I'm a fucking
gay basher,
a gay bashing hateful person, because if he touches me, I'm gonna start attacking him physically while screaming faggot at the top of my lungs, and that should not be. Is that? I think I would get in as much. I think
that response is a little over the top. Thou doth protest too much, Lewis.
If he touched me?
You can ignore it.
If he touched me.
If he brushed against you, I think you could let it go.
If he touched my dick with his mouth.
If he brushed against your dick with
his... If I came into his mouth, I can't start punching him and give him a jelly donut. They call it a jelly donut.
Yeah. In prison?
Right in the nose, dude. In the jelly donut.
Oh, man.
As soon as I come, oh, you fag!
Now, look, you have to understand at a certain point, you are going to the place where gay guys congregate.
Right.
Like, you can't keep complaining about gay guys in steam rooms.
Yeah, you can't walk into Popeye's and go, there's chicken here! Like,
no. That's not what I thought you were going to say.
Same black guy. No way. He's just in a Popeye's. Like, no, leave me alone, black guy.
This guy's probably a fan. He probably wanted an autograph.
He wasn't a fan, dude. He was a fag.
Lewis.
It's a joke.
Okay.
It was a play on words. It wasn't me. Yeah. Natalie, just that's cool, right? Off. Plays on words?
Yeah. The letter off.
Fan. It was funny. I liked it.
Thank you. Cool. See? My fucking resident gay said it's okay. No, this there's no problem with him being fucking gay. The problem is him coming at me aggressively. And here's the thing. You're right. This does happen almost daily at Equinox, right? But it's only a few culprits. It's not like it's everybody. Most people don't want to get their dick sucked or suck a dick in the Equinox steam room.
Yeah.
95% of the people probably, if not more, maybe even more.
Because you can't really make eye contact in a steam room, right? So it's not going to be that romantic. Because the water is going to really fog up your vision.
No, you could fucking really. You could really look have a romantic moment. Their eyes.
Okay.
But can't other men walk into the steam room?
That's part of the thrill.
Well,
dude.
That's the whistle.
That's like ridiculous.
Get in here.
Oh, and then like five come in.
Yeah, dude. They don't take their towels off.
They used to go on when I used to work at Equinox. It was a thing. Like it was a regular thing. And every Equinox, and there's a sign outside of the steam room that says, inappropriate.
With
you
Lewis's
know,
picture, don't fuck with this guy.
Inappropriate activity, you'll have your, will be prosecuted by the law, blah, blah,
not
blah.
Not in the women's. They trust us.
Yeah, because, no, you're not diking out in the steam room.
There are some lesbians that come in the women's room that I'm like, there's no way you don't like this. You know what I mean?
It rules. If I'm a gay dude, Equinox is fucking Mecca, baby boy. Yeah. I mean, you're just walking as hot, naked guys all around with their dicks out.
Yeah.
It fucking rules.
Post-pump?
But it's not. If you're,
it fucking rules.
It fucking rules.
Even, if he you're been big up in Equinox for 10 years. Finally. Every day, hard cock. Speaking of gay guys in Equinox, Justin Silver
Justin
just entered
Elizabeth
the
Silver.
Justin, come on in here.
So listen to me. The most people aren't there to get their cock sucked. Okay.
I would agree.
And what do I have to do? At what point is my hate crime justified?
Yeah.
Is what I'm saying. If this guy touches me. Right? He fucking puts his leg up against mine in the steam room, naked on naked legs, sweaty legs.
You can get over that. If he straddles
I'm not
you,
allowed to say, hey, gay guy, weirdo, don't fucking do that.
Or how about no thank you?
Yeah, just slide over.
Okay, ladies, when you're being sexually assaulted, just say, no thank you.
I do.
And slide
I say,
over.
No gracias, and you don't listen.
There's a difference between a gay guy hitting on you at Starbucks and in the steam room.
Yeah, foam or no foam.
Yeah, but again, she's kind of right where it's like
no FOMO.
It isn't a... Where else are guys going to hit on each other? They're naked, and you're comfortable being naked with the guy, and sometimes guys go, oh, maybe he's gay because he's comfy being in here with me in the first place. And I'm obviously gay, and he didn't leave the fucking room.
By the way, it's also like, you're right. Like, if he's presenting this energy, right, he's doing this weird gaydar beam of like, please, because he's not doing anything beyond that, and I'm feeling uncomfortable.
And you're just staying there.
Right? No, it's my steam time. I'm not giving up my steam time for this fucking guy.
And you
guy.
Start stretching.
Well, yeah.
I'm trying to see if you can touch your toes.
I do stretch.
Lewis is in there practicing, like, Spanish dances, probably, in the steam room with his
towel. I twerk.
Like this.
I'm practicing.
He's like, these
twerking.
Guys won't leave me alone.
Doggy.
He's pulling on his nipples. Seeing how elastic-y they get.
No, dude.
You guys are gay.
Holy shit! There's a line where you should be able to commit a somewhat of a hate crime. And it's not like when I say hate crime, I'm just saying like, what's the line where if a man for it should be the same for you as it's for me. What's the line where you can fucking smack a guy in the face and say, you pig? Because that's the same thing as me punching a gay guy and go, you fag. It's the same thing.
They have to touch an erogenous zone, not your calf or your maybe your thigh, I think
your
you might
calf?
Be justified. Calv. Maybe your thigh you might be justified, or your penis, or your balls.
What if he, well, this is another one of their moves,
your
right?
Your taint. If he touches your taint.
They sit down, they open their towel completely.
Yeah.
And then they stare at you
and
get erect.
That's fucking, that's like
that's a magic trick.
I know, that sounds like a virtual high five. That sounds like a compliment.
Is that not crossing a line? At what point are you going like, and then they can go, oh, it's a steam room, we're naked, we're supposed to be. Because I've complained about these men, and then they talk to me like I'm crazy.
You can't,
they start to gaslight you.
You can't dictate erections, though. I mean, that's...
Dictate, great word about this conversation. I love it.
Thank you.
Fucking hell yeah.
Andrew Tate, dictate.
Maybe they're not getting hard sexually. Maybe their penis is Heil Hitlering you.
Maybe they're a fan of the podcast.
There's an easy solution. Stop being so desirable.
I'm chunky. I'm such a chunk. It's so. This is what fucking sluts, gay men are. This is the way all men are, dude. We'll just fuck anything, dude. Even me, like I'm all fat, all hunched over.
No, but you're straight, so you're like the prize.
Yeah, they probably think you're a newbie because you know, and they're just like, okay,
they're like, oh man,
I'm gonna get
I can,
this guy in shape.
Yeah, if I can turn Gomez, like that's gonna be a notch in my gay belt.
I think gay guys do, or they are attracted to me. Yeah. They are. I have an energy. Whatever the energy is, gay guys like the energy
your
that
hips.
I have.
They know you've dabbled.
I have not dabbled. I've never
you've
dabbled
dribbled,
in anything gay.
You've dabbled. No. You've dabbled.
It's the gayest thing you've ever done, Scott. You've probably done some gay shit in college or something.
No, well, I didn't go to college.
That's the excuse.
Yeah. No, I don't think I've ever done a gay thing. I went to get a massage once, and then they were like, guys only. And then in my head, I'm like, oh, yeah, because ladies are going to be jerking us off, you know?
Yeah.
So it's guys only because you don't want a girl to go in there. And then a girl, and she goes, what are you doing here? And then it was like, I went in there, and a dude was going to massage me.
And you said no.
And I left. Yeah.
I got a massage by a guy in Jamaica.
And he jerked
white
me off.
Guy. Didn't jerk me off now. White guy. Came to the villa and I was like,
Yeah. Let's drop
you're
some of those
your
last words.
Luis is calling his butthole now.
Came in the villa.
The villa.
No, but they, and then he was already there and already booked him. And I was like, well, I can't not get the massage. But you could just feel the manliness of his hands. It just wasn't, it's uncomfortable.
Dude, Skankfest South, I got a massage from a dude and it changed. I only want massages from
men now.
But it's mostly women do it.
Skankfest South, by the way, those guys were fucking phenomenal. And it's a little, here's the thing. A massage chair, very different than stripping down naked, going into a room and having a man, like, your inner thighs. If you get a massage, they like, their hands touch like as close to your fucking ball bags, as close to the inside of your ass crack. Like they have to get in there. And to have a man doing that to my body, it just, I can never truly allow myself to relax. Like, I'm always just like a little bit, it feels awkward and weird. And the point of a massage is to just fucking let go,
right?
You know, and fight the boner. When you get a normal massage, not a rub and tug massage, and then you're naked under the blanket and she's doing it, the whole time I'm sitting there, I was like, do not get a boner. And the more I try to not get a boner, the more I want to get a boner. Yeah. It's fucked up. Dude.
That's what the guy at Equinox is going through. Also, I want to note, I hate to go in the Wayback Machine. This is what blue-collar Jersey garbage Scott is. Lewis goes, you probably did some gay stuff in college. And Scott's response to that question was, I ain't go to college.
That's gay.
Yeah, dude. I
only get well, I don't only. I like it either way. Men or, you know, women is fine. But lately I've been going to this one guy. And he really,
is he attractive?
Well, not really. But like I become aroused when you're talking about like that section of the massage.
Yeah.
And like that's the fun thing about
it. So you're saying you're aroused right now.
Being a girl. No, when I'm getting the massage.
You get a little bit of
aroused. What's fun about being a girl? You can hide it, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, you can just fucking, if you come, change the sheets.
Just hands you a paper towel.
Change the sheets, buddy. That's not on me. I paid for my time.
Dudes. I mean, I can do a foot massage by a Chinese dude. You know, I don't mind that.
Yeah. I've never done
why,
that.
Because you can spit on
them? You never
got
a foot massage?
I've never gotten a foot massage. You don't,
oh, come on, Scott.
I've gotten a pedicure, or what's the foot one?
You get a little foot rub with a pedicure.
Yeah, I got a little bit of that.
No, I'm talking about half an hour on each foot.
Yeah, that's how long it takes to shave his toes.
Dude, get fucking in. They have like this one place. They have like a little like wooden like thing that they use with their hand, and they fucking just, oh.
They're churning butter in your foot.
Oh, yeah, I love a foot massage. Yeah. Have you had a foot massage, Zach?
Nope.
I had like I get them a lot, but I had a fucked up foot once. Like I had pulled a muscle in my arch or something. It was super painful. And this woman worked on it for like 60 minutes until it was better.
Nice.
Chinese medicine. Chinese medicine.
The Chinese know how to fucking
rub you.
Know how to rub you. Yeah.
Yeah, Ian used to tell me all the time, like, in Chinatown, it's the best massages. Chinatown is the best massage. And then as I get older, it's like every time I've tried to get a massage in Chinatown, it's just all places that want to jerk you off.
Yeah, that's what Ian's talking about. Ian's a creep.
Yeah.
He doesn't think people will connect.
Go to a place that advertises foot massages, reflexology. Like, they're not, if it's got reflexology on the door, it's not a rub and tug place. It's a rub and tug place. Here's the telltale sound, rub and tug. The door's locked when you show
up. Doorbell.
Yeah, you got to ring a doorbell. You'd be like, okay, there are hookers that have to get dressed when the cops show up, and they need the extra minute of
time. If they're open till 4 a.m.
Yes. They're hookers. If it's open past 9 p.m., they're dealing with hookers. These are
nobody
not...
at 1 a.m. is like, I need a legitimate massage.
It was like, ah, my neck.
If your massage therapist shows up and they open the door and they crack it and look to make sure you're not a cop, and then when you open it, she's wearing lingerie. This is a prostitute that is likely being sex trafficked. You're part of a...
She sleeps on that table.
Yes.
Yeah, you're a Lower East Side Epstein.
And by the way, sometimes... And I've gone to hooker places for massages, for legitimate massages, and just gotten a massage. Sometimes they're just not that bad. That's what happens on the road. This happened like 2 or 3 times on the road where I go to get a massage, and I show up, and I'm like, in the middle of it, I'm like... This is a fucking hooker place. Because the hooker places on the road don't apply to the same rules.
I think you just change the dollar amount on your searches and you'll get different types of places.
What do you mean?
Like, I think those places are probably pretty cheap compared to like a nice luxury spa where you're getting a massage.
You think they just see you show up at the door and they're like, put on the whore clothes.
Yeah. Like,
maybe.
Put on special scrubs.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's an entire app, Rub Maps.
Where you can find
okay, there we go. Now
the king.
I love how he was like, I've gotten real massages.
Rub maps?
No, I've gotten rub and tugs, rub but I'm maps. Saying there's an entire thing. It's called Rub Maps, where you could find hooker massages all over the world.
Wow.
All over the world, dude.
Beautiful.
What this is the beautiful thing about the internet. It's really brought everyone together, you know?
These lucky girls.
Yeah, lucky gals. All right, we're going to wrap this one. It's been fucking great. Always a fun time. Go support everything that Scott and Karen do. Karen has to pay, so if you guys go to her OnlyFans and pay $35, you can get the video of that. And
that's gonna be a 4-minute video.
And ew.
I gotta go.
All right, let's wrap this one up.
Karen's gonna take a hot long piss.
A 4-minute piss.
I didn't know this was gonna be out because I'm at the Hollywood Improv. Can I say this?
Yeah.
On the 4th and the 5th of January. So
sick.
Check me out. And then in the belly room at the store on the 6th. So
sick. You heard your own show?
Uh-uh. You have your own show. I'm just doing a spot.
No, you should do your own show there. I think you
could. I should, right?
Yeah, do your own fucking Karen Fien and Friends of the Belly Room.
I know, I should.
Yeah, you
fucking doing other people's shows for, making them money. Fuck that.
Yeah, fuck that.
Fuck that noise.
Thanks for believing in me, Lewis.
I believe in you. Guys, thank you very much for watching today's show. We'll be back on Friday with another great episode of your favorite podcast, The Real Ass Podcast. Until then, good night.
That's all, folks.